Well, what would it be if we weren't talking about the Fed? It seems like we talk about that just about every week, doesn't it?
Are you bored with it? Should I make something else? I have a way to make it more fun.
I heard that you were coming up with a brand new barometer.
Yes. You know, since it is the summertime and, you know, all of us can be meteorologists on the side. Here's the thing. What is the Fed trying to figure out right now? They're like, where's the economy going? Because there's all these cross currents. You know, there are some tariffs that have kicked in, others that were on hold. People are seemingly spending some money, but feeling a little bit freaked out about what's coming down the line. And so I have a new barometer. Ladies and gentlemen, let me introduce to you the Jill Schlesinger Burrito Barometer. I just made it up. Okay, it's not real.
Burrito Barometer. Is that anything like that old hemline indicator?
You betcha. You are so good. You know, remember the hemline indicator was like, oh, if people have short skirts, that means the economy is really moving ahead. And when they have longer skirts, that shows a recession because we're sort of all more conservative. This one goes right to the wallets because I saw Chipotle's earnings last week, and they weren't very good. I mean, it was, you know, it's a great company. They've done incredibly well, but they had their worst quarter for sales since the COVID shutdown. So that's bad, right? So I thought to myself, does this mean that we consumers are cutting back on the $15 burrito? Is that what's happening? And if that is what's happening, is the president actually thinking in the right direction? Is he saying that the economy is slowing down so the Federal Reserve should cut rates? Or is it showing that burritos are going to cost more money and people are not going to pay that, and then the Fed has a point that they shouldn't lower rates because inflation will be ticking up. So what do you think of my burrito barometer?
I think it's a good idea, and we could eat at the same time.
Right, exactly. Hold the guac. I mean, look, this is obviously, I'm just having a little bit of fun with you because what I'm really trying to point out is that there are so many different data points that people will grasp onto to underscore what is happening in the economy. Just, you know, the economy is so big and it impacts us all differently. So, you know, you might look and say, hey, what happened to all those fancy economists? They said we were going to go into a recession this year. You know, they've pulled back a lot of those predictions. And I think part of the reason is that the tariffs that were announced, remember we had those first announcement in April, in the early April, of the very high tariff rates on China and all these different countries. And everyone said, well, if those are the rates, we're going into a recession. And now those rates are still high, but they're not as high as what was announced. So if we're talking about around a 15% on everything coming in, I think that a lot of economists say, well, many companies can handle that. They can pass that along to consumers. We're going to see growth slow down this year, but it is unlikely to crater into a recession. Who knows? All I can say is we're eating fewer burritos right now.
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, we had that announcement yesterday with the president and the European Union. But again, you know, something you've talked about a million times is uncertainty. And we still have uncertainty as far as what tariffs are going to actually be.
Yeah, I mean, let's just presume. Okay, so now we have the Japanese deals 15%, the European deals 15%. We still need the big ones with Canada and Mexico, right? Because they're our big trading partners. But let's presume that we, you know, in the very beginning of the year, economists said we expect that the new president is going to impose tariffs. They thought it was going to be 10% across the board. Now, if it's 15% across the board, right? Just think of it that. Just, okay, 15% is what we're going to have. Then I think that the economist's viewpoint on that is it's bad, it's the highest tariff rate that we've seen in decades, but the U.S. economy can handle it. That doesn't mean it's going to be fun to go shopping for the holiday season. That does not mean that you're not going to have maybe a little bit of sticker shock when you go buy electronics. And it doesn't mean that if you're going to buy a car that you're going to feel very good because you're going to say to yourself, oh, darn it, what if I just bought a car a year ago would have been better. That all said, the overall economy does seem to be kind of staying afloat, but you're slowing down. We're losing some speed.
Well, we've got a meeting of the Fed this week. What do you anticipate coming out of that? Is it Wednesday, I think it ends?
Yeah, it ends on Wednesday. I mean, could there be a more awkward situation than like your boss coming to visit you on in the middle of the day and you're like, oh, hi, and it's all weird. So there's maybe a glimmer of possibility that Powell and the rest of the Federal Reserve officials will vote to lower interest rates, but I don't think it's going to happen at this meeting. I do think that we are much more likely to see a Fed rate cut at the September meeting, precisely because people like me are grasping at what is going on in the economy, but so is the Fed. They keep saying they need more data. I mean, if the burrito barometer doesn't do it, I don't know what will.
Yeah, they need to get that burrito barometer information from you, Jill. Finally, we do have a jobs report coming out later this week, too.
Yeah, I mean, this is sort of the critical issue for the Fed. They know that there's a little, a glimmer of inflation kind of bubbling up, right? There's a little like, okay, we see a little bit of inflation. So what they're also trying to see is, will the economy slow down enough so that employers are not hiring as many people or even cutting? So far, the jobs data, they've been pretty good. So we have seen jobs created about 140,000, 150,000 jobs in a month. Now, if we get that kind of reading, even if we got 100,000 jobs this Friday for the employment report, I think the Fed would feel like, okay, job growth might be slowing down, but we're still creating jobs. And, you know, a very interesting thing with all of the policies around immigration changing, legal and undocumented workers, that actually has an impact on the employment report, because if there are fewer people working in general, and they're not looking for jobs, that keeps the unemployment rate low. So, you know, we are likely to see the unemployment rate stay at, say, 4.1%, even if we only create about 100,000 jobs, because the population is changing based on the shift in immigration.
Well, Jill, we will be watching that on Friday, and of course, we'll be keeping our eye on the burrito barometer. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Take care.